Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. As the year winds down to its inevitable end, I start winding up to the grand language finale, the winners of the Words of the Year competition. I start by perusing lists of contenders, seeing if I've missed anything important word-wise during the year, and getting a sense of which way the Russian judges are leaning. The suspense mounts. Part of this end-of-the-year ritual is the Russian media coverage of Oxford Dictionary's choice of their word of the year. The announcement is presented in touchingly great detail, and the word is accorded the same awed respect as, say, the winning horse at Ascot. This year, Oxford chose toxic, and now everyone is wondering how toxichny will do in Russia. Toxichny, toxic, and toxichnost, toxicity, are by no means new words in Russian. They've been around for well over a century in their primary meaning. У большинства аконитов ядовиты все части растения. Однако токсичность разных видов далеко не одинакова. In the majority of species of aconite, all parts of the plant are toxic, but the toxicity of various species is by no means the same. The secondary meaning of the word appeared along with the stock market and its various disasters, specifically the one that took place in 2007 through 2009. This is toxichnye aktivy, toxic assets. These are assets that can't be sold because they appear to be guaranteed money losers. One Russian headline grimly announces 10% of pensionnykh nakopleniya investirovano v toxichnye aktivy. 10% of pension funds have been invested in toxic assets. But, of course, given editors' love for punning headlines, you also find examples like this. Toxichnye aktivy Nizhnego Novgoroda. Nizhny Novgorod's toxic assets. But that's about the city's unsuccessful attempts to clean up waste sites. And finally, there is the newish meaning of toxic that got awarded Word of the Year in English. Any person, event, or activity that is harmful and hurtful. Someone or something that makes you emotionally ill. Russian has borrowed this meaning too, and it has become a kind of in-word, although it appears that speakers have a hard time defining it. One source defines toxichnye люди, toxic people, like this. Люди, которые испытывают удовлетворение, когда создают проблемы и злят окружающих. Они превращают любую ситуацию в стрессовую. People who are pleased when they create problems and anger the people around them. They can make any situation stressful. I can think of a lot of other words for people like that. But okay, we'll call them toxic. Judging by the media, average folks are still having a hard time getting a handle on toxichnye люди. There are dozens of headlines like this. 15 признаков токсичных людей. 15 signs of toxic people. 10 линий поведения, выдающих токсичность людей. 10 behaviors that give away toxic people. И 5 оправданий, которым всегда прибегают токсичные люди. 5 justifications that toxic people always use. Or this one, a kind of крик души, cry from the heart. Что такое токсичный человек на самом деле? What exactly is a toxic person? Good question. Meanwhile, Russian now has токсичные отношения, toxic relationships, токсичная тусовка, toxic crowd, токсичное поведение, toxic behavior, токсичный мужчина, a toxic man, and his nasty girlfriend, токсичная девушка. A toxic girl. And if you didn't know this already, you ought to ditch all that toxicity and begin экологические отношения, ecological relationships. Экология отношения – это уважительное отношение к партнеру. Relationship ecology is respecting your partner. This is also called уважительное отношение к партнеру, respecting your partner. Russian has its own version of toxic, ядовитый, which is literally poisonous, from the word яд, poison. This refers to stuff that will probably kill you if you eat it, or if it tries to eat you, like ядовитое растение, a poisonous plant, ядовитый гриб, a poisonous mushroom, or ядовитая змея, a poisonous snake. Since well before the end of the 19th century, when captured in Michelson's Phraseological Dictionary, ядовитый has had the figurative meaning of acerbic, mean, sharp-tongued, mean-spirited, or ill-tempered. You know, the kind of emotion that inspires a poison pen letter.
Обе стороны в споре красноречивы, ядовито остроумны.
People on both sides of the argument are well-spoken and poisonously witty. You can speak poisonously, too.
Он произнес с ядовитой вежливостью,
which literally means he said with poisonous politeness.
Она ядовито спросила.
She asked poisonously. Here in English, we'd probably say acerbically or acidly. But are ядовитый and токсичный synonyms? Nope, not quite. Токсичный might hurt you. Ядовитый will probably kill you. One commentator explains the difference using the example of Russia.
Россия в представлении большей части мирового сообщества стала ядовитой.
Не токсичный. Есть такое слово. Она употребляется в финансовых и политических текстах, обозначает что-то высокорискованное, опасное, к чему не стоит иметь отношения. Нет, именно ядовитой. A large part of the world community perceives Russia as poisonous, not toxic. The word toxic is used in financial and political texts to mean something that is high risk and dangerous. Something you should avoid. No, it's not that. It's poisonous.
Yowza.
I know what word that commentator would vote for as Slovo Goda, word of the year. But you'll have to wait a couple more weeks before those results are in. In the meantime, спасибо
и до встречи на следующей неделе. Пока.